from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
A lot of good conversation in the timeout a minute ago with some of the over-unders that Zeno was throwing out. Zeno, you got a couple more in your back pocket you want to throw at us real quick before we get to this talk about the secondary?
Yeah, let's look at Drake London at 1,000.5 receiving yards, a number that has also gone up from 950.5. So, again, people starting to buy into the Falcons' offenses, at least odds makers are, is something that's going to be legitimate. Is he a 1,000-yard receiver? He better be.
Well, I think the question for me is this a team that will be built as far as the way they run the offense to have 2,000-yard receivers? Because, honestly, I think Pitts or London, one will be a 1,000-yard receiver, but could I don't know if both would be. And that is what's, you know, because think about it. If you have –
just do the math. Let's just for a second here. Just if he's a 3,800-yard passer, right, he lands right on the number.
But
where are the other 2,800 yards going to?
But Bijan Robinson had almost 600 yards. I think he had 590 last year.
So we have 2,800 yards.
I would expect him to be – that was
let's give him 600. Now you got 2,200 yards – passing left.
Well, let me tell you, sprinkle the ball other places.
Here's
too.
The X factor in this entire conversation.
Even when they had Julio and Roddy, they weren't going. Both of them weren't hitting 1,000 yards.
That's because they never stayed healthy.
Well, let's
not necessarily true.
let me peel back the curtain on this a little bit. I actually like both of them right at 1,000. I think Drake London's going to get 1,000 because the simple fact that I think the back shoulder throw that he'd be able to enjoy this year is something that Kirk Cousins can do, and they weren't doing that. But I also listen, guys. For all the fanfare, we've signed Charlie Warner. He's not Jonnu Smith in the passing game. So those yards are going to go somewhere.
Yeah,
well, Jonnu Smith was an animal in the passing game last year.
But you're forgetting Darnell Mooney is a legitimate number two option.
Right.
I think Kadarrell Hodge could have a bigger role in the offense. Then you look at Ray McCloud and what they might use him for. So I know that the receiving thing has been talked about. It's not a strength. And I'm not sitting here blowing smoke up it saying, oh, look at how strong they are. These guys could start it, be one options anywhere. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying these are all Darnell Mooney, Kadarrell Hodge, and Ray McCloud are all what? They're yak guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that could propel you to
sure.
that you could get that without maybe Drake London being a 1,000-yard.
I would argue. And just real quick, Bijan's touchdowns prop is at 6.5. Drake's is at 6.5, and Kyle's at 4.5. Between the yardage and the touchdowns for each of those three guys, if at least four of the six of those don't go over, I still feel like generally something has gone horribly wrong. Those are really easy numbers to clear.
I would. If I was walking into Vegas right now, I'd take Kyle Pitts away.
Again,
just based off what we've seen
in
preseason.
Between those three guys, you're asking for 16, 17 touchdowns. Between
say four
the
and
three
and a half for Kyle Pitts?
Four and a half.
Well, you know why it's 4.5? He's got 6 for his career.
For his career.
I know.
3 years.
Well,
now, you know why? How many was it for Drake? 6?
6.5, yeah.
His career career total is 6 touchdowns in 2 seasons.
But I would make the argument that Kyle Pitts is in a better spot right now to do more damage than he's ever been in.
Again,
go
look at T.J. Hockenson's numbers the last 2 years in Minnesota, and he didn't even play a full 16, 17 games. He was trending to go way over. If Kyle Pitts stays healthy, and the knee doesn't flare up, he should exceed both of those. And if he doesn't, we are now into the B word territory, which is bust.
And I'm being a little bit sarcastic when I say this, but as a guy that did play a little tight end in the league, I know that you were an offensive
lineman. You don't have to be sarcastic. Go ahead and bring it home, man. What do you need to know?
Don't you think, though, that him and TJ are different type players when you get in the red zone?
I think just the way they're used in the offense. Remember, that Kevin O'Connell's offense is the same offense that came out of L.A., which is
I think what you're talking about, Bo, is in theory. Because, again, what are the numbers? Like, in theory, they're a different player, but the numbers tell us that, you know, that Kyle Pitts isn't what we think he is in theory or what he can be in theory. It still has to play out in front of us. And as much as we've seen cuts of Raheem Morris, you know, getting after Jesse Bates, and I love the clip that came out. He's yelling at Jesse Bates after the one-on-one with Kyle Pitts saying, hey, that Madden rating ain't gonna help you out here. You know, Kyle Pitts going off. We've seen Kyle Pitts move like three times better than I've seen Kyle Pitts move since the freaking combine. I mean, it's unbelievable the way he's been moving around, and I think he's exuding confidence out there because of who's throwing him the ball.
Yeah. No, I just to me, it's a question I think that the fan is probably looking at and saying, well, they're not the same player.
The touchdowns thing is a little more volatile, right? There's a little more variance because, again, there's reasons why a guy may or may not get the ball in the red zone. Yeah. In theory, there should be certain specific plays drawn up for Kyle in the red zone because he is a mismatch more cases than not. Doesn't mean it happens that
way. I think that what's funny is when you think of Kyle Pitts touchdowns, you think about red zone. You think about back shoulder throws, fade balls,
jump balls.
But here's the thing. But you think about jump balls. Here's what I am banking on this year in terms of Kyle Pitts. I am banking on the fact that the over-under is 4.5. I'm banking on the fact that four of those, he will actually run into the end zone. Like, I'm banking on the yak actually becoming a thing for him. He's a 4.4 speed, and we talk about jump balls. You know what I mean? That's what's the shame of Kyle Pitts right now.
If you get four touchdowns from Kyle Pitts running into the end zone in the regular season,
oh my God,
if you get four of those, you're 12-5.
We're happy.
You're 12-5. I don't know how you're not 12-5.
The 30-1 odds on Kirk Cousins' MVP race a minute ago we talked about, go ahead and pay me my money. Guys, if Kyle Pitts is running in the end zone for
you. Look, I work for a bunch of other networks and everything, and I was asked, you know, the kind of ceiling of the Falcons. In reality, and sit down for people who aren't, if the Eagles and Cowboys falter, which is a realistic possibility.
I completely agree.
The Falcons' ceiling is the 3 seed. Wrap your head around that for a minute because, look, they had Arthur Smith dragged below-average quarterback play to 7 wins. Kirk Cousins in and of itself should make that number 10. And I've said repeatedly, anything less than 10 wins for this team is a massive disappointment, and there's no excuse for it. This is a 10-win team right now as you stand here. The Eagles and Cowboys falter, there's a chance that goes to 11 or 12, and they are sitting in the 3 seed.
Okay. Now, I'm a big fan of this guy. I'm a huge fan of Zach Robinson. No, not you. I like you, but, you know, a huge fan.
I thought you were saying something nice about the Falcons. I thought I was going to get a compliment.
This is how you get books sent to you.
He made Bo blush over there.
But I'm a big fan of Zach Robinson, as I've taught. Now, the fact, though, is that I'm a big fan of what I know. You know what I don't know?
What Zach Robinson is as a play caller.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
And that's why for me, there's hesitation, and I'm tentative to say, well, the ceiling's a 3 seed, because I just don't know what his plan is. And look, it really doesn't matter that I know what his plan is, because it's not like I'm this football genius. I'm not Dave Archer that knows about the intricacies of these offenses. But what I will tell you is that he has got to find a way to keep these guys on the other side that are also football geniuses off balance, because you in the NFL, you don't go up there. You rarely go out there and normally just win man-to-man and have, you know, just average play calling like you can in college.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you. The thing that scares me the most right now, and I don't want to say scared. You're not going to show all your cards in preseason. But we've watched a lot of practice, and we've seen, you know, what's going on as far as the run game goes. Zach Robinson, in my opinion, has walked in here, and he's done the right thing. He's looked at an offensive line that returns their entire 2-deep and their offensive line coach in Dwayne Ledford, and he said, you know what, D-Led, tell me what these guys can do as far as the running the ball, and let's
Dwayne Ledford,
do that.
Not Ledbetter.
Yeah, not Ledbetter.
Yeah.
He's looked at Dwayne Ledford and said, tell me what they can do, and let's do that. But he's also sprinkled in the duo and downhill gap scheme style plays that made them so good out in L.A. I don't know that an offensive line can do both, and from what I've seen so far, that's the extent of the run game. We have not seen pullers. We haven't seen Chris Lindstrom get on the edge. I thought we would see a little more power kind of sprinkled in, or at least one play, at least one play where a guard is pulling. We didn't see that in the preseason game Friday night. I haven't seen much of it at practice, and I'll be curious to see what this run game actually is. It's been so good, right? The offensive line's ranked number two. It no matter who you talk to, it seems like they're a top five O-line. I just don't know what the run game is this year.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.